This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. About 36 people have been killed in a series of apparently coordinated attacks in Baghdad. More than 200 others were wounded. 4 American soldiers have been killed in separate incidents. Most of the casualties came in attacks on 4 police stations, and at least 12 Iraqis were killed in the bombing of the building that houses the Red Crescent Society, the Islamic Red Cross. The bombings occurred during Baghdad's morning rush hour and brought chaos to the city on the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Red Cross says it's considering a reduction in its operations in Iraq. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports from Baghdad.
The first explosion targeted a building occupied by the ICRC, the International Committee of the Red Crescent, just after 8:30 in the morning. The blast was loud enough to be heard from miles away. Thick smoke billowed upwards as helicopters swooped in and troops spread out concertina wire. Yeah. A U.S. soldier yelled at people to move.
We'll start taking people to jail. They count on you, okay? Put your ass behind the wire.
Pieces of shrapnel littered the ground down the block. One student, Muhammad Al Jaffer from a nearby school, held up a foot-long piece of twisted metal.
It's a part from the exploded car. I found it near Al Furat school. It's 500 meters away from here.
A father, Hamel Hadel Musul, held his young daughter in his arms and surveyed the scene. He said that all the windows of his house had exploded as he herded the family together and came outside.
We were sleeping at that time, and all the people in the house started crying. Also the children started frightened. My wife also frightened and started crying, and we don't understand what will happen outside.
There were reports that the car bomb was actually a Red Crescent vehicle itself, an ambulance, either booby-trapped or packed with explosives. Some eyewitnesses say the ambulance rammed the gates of the facility, then detonated. At least 3 nearby cars caught fire. One exploded. More than an hour later, the wounded were still being evacuated from the scene. Not all the injuries happened at the ICRC building. Marwa, a student at nearby Zubaydah School, was injured. The teenager's face was cut when the windows of the school shattered. She was being helped through the crowd by her mother. Why in God's name would this happen? Why? She was just standing by the window when the blast came and all the windows of our house are broken too. Just 15 minutes after the explosion at the Red Crescent, a second bomb went off outside the Ministry of Industry in Baghdad. That blast was also heard throughout the city. These attacks come just a day after one U.S. soldier was killed and 17 others, including civilians, were wounded when a salvo of rockets was fired at the Al Rashid Hotel, home to hundreds of Coalition Provisional Authority staff members. It was also where U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was staying as he toured the country. The Al Rashid is inside the Green Zone in central Baghdad, supposedly the safest place in all of the city, where the CPA is also headquartered. The Al Rashid Hotel is now empty. All the residents moved out Sunday night. 2 more explosions were heard inside the Green Zone Sunday evening. Today's attacks occurred on the first official day of Ramadan in Iraq, the Muslim holy month of fasting. It's normally a peaceful time of piety and celebration, but military officials here are worried that this Ramadan will see an increase on attacks in U.S. forces. Many Iraqis here say these attacks are aimed to show that the U.S. military cannot protect Baghdad or return Iraq to normal life. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Baghdad.